Once again, good evening to everyone, and thank God that we can be gathered here online for our service.
我们再一次的欢迎大家，也感谢各位能一起来线上来聆听神的话语。
May the peace and the joy of our Lord Jesus always be with you all.
愿主耶稣基督的平安还有恩典能够时刻的与各位同在。
Here in the New York area, we are continuing with the book of Job for our daily Bible reading.
那么我们在纽约地区，我们持续的在阅读约伯记。
And we recently should have been finishing up the third round of dialogue between Job and his three friends.
我们最近应该准备要读完，就是约伯和他三个朋友第三轮的对话。
And starting to enter into Elihu's speeches.
那么逐渐要进入到第四位以利户 的说话。
But before we talk about Elihu tonight, we want to focus on one part of Job's last, longest, final defense of himself.
那么在我们要进到以利户的回答之前，我们要花点时间来看一下约伯他在这三段对话里面最长的一段自述。
Right, from chapter 26 to chapter 31, he basically has a final, a long statement to his friends.
那么从约伯记26章到31章是他一个非常长的，向他朋友们的一个非常完整 的对辩驳。
When this book started, we know that God was very pleased with Job.
我们在约伯记的开始，我们可以看到神是事实上是非常的悦纳约伯的。
And the question of why was God so pleased with him was answered for us there.
那么最主要的问题是为什么神这么喜欢约伯？那么这是这边可以提供我们一些答案。
Right, in chapter 1, God said why? Well, it's because there's none like Job on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil.
那么在约伯记第一章，神其实很清楚的就说出来说，在这世界上再也没有人像他这样完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
Okay, so this was a very precious praise from God.
这个是从神口中非常珍贵的赞美。
Now, in these latest chapters that we've been reading, Job, of course, touches upon different topics.
那么在我们最近读到约伯记的这个范围里面呢，那么约伯他又提到的其他的主题。
But then that initial praise or description from God, it becomes very vivid and practical.
但是就是从那一开始对从神来的赞美还有描述到这里就非常的鲜明而且非常的实际。
In other words, the question of how did Job earn this praise, that becomes even clearer.
也就是说，当初神在第一章称赞约伯，他是为什么得到称赞，在这个地方就非常的清楚了。
Right. So this evening, we're going to share the topic, right, how Job earned God's praise.
所以我们今天晚上要来和大家分享约伯如何获得神的称赞。
Right. We're going to focus most of our time on chapter 31.
我们要把大多数的时间用在约伯记的第31章。
It is a chapter where Job continues to declare his innocence.
那么在这一章里面，约伯持续的来声明他的无辜。
But at the same time, there are many practical things, practical examples that we can follow.
但是在这当中里面有很多非常实际的例子，我们是可以学习还有效法的。
Right, this is the type of person that really pleased God.
就是这样一个类型的人，他会得到神的喜悦。
Okay. So tonight I'd like to divide the message into two main sections.
所以我们今天晚上的主题将会分成两个大的项目。
The first main section is concerning demands that Job made of himself.
那么第一个是约伯他对自己的一些很严格的要求。
And then the next and last section, we will talk about how he had a very upright interaction with other people.
那么第二段我们要来花时间来看他如何以非常正直的态度对待他周围其他所有的人。
Okay. So again, let's start with his personal inner life.
所以我们要先来看他个人内心的世界。
Let's read now Job chapter 31 verse 1.
我们一起来看约伯记第31章第一节。
Job chapter 31 verse 1.
约伯记第31章第一节。
I have made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I look upon a young woman? For what is the allotment of God from above and the inheritance of the Almighty from on high? Verse 3, is it not destruction for the wicked and disaster for the workers of iniquity? Verse 4,
第四节。
Does he not see my ways and count all my steps? Please read.
约伯记第31章第一节，我与眼睛立约，怎能恋恋瞻望处女呢？第二节，从至上的神所得之份，从至高全能者所得之业是什么呢？第三节，岂不是祸患临到不义的，灾害临到作孽的呢？第四节，神岂不是查看我的道路，数点我的脚步呢？
When we read all of chapter 31, there's at least four personal demands he made of himself.
那么在整个约伯记31章里面，我们可以看到约伯在四个方向上面不断的要求自己。
Right. So we just read the first one.
我们刚刚读过是他第一个项目。
Right. He was very disciplined in fighting against lust.
他非常的严格的来让自己去对抗欲望。
So in verse 31, verse 1, chapter 31, verse 1, he said, I have made a covenant with my eyes.
在31章第一节开始，约伯说他和他的眼睛立约。
When we look at the original text here, made a covenant can also be translated cut a covenant.
那么如果我们看希伯来的原文，那个立约事实上在原意上面就是用切约，就是切割一个约定来作为动作。
In fact, throughout the Hebrew Bible, whenever it says made a covenant, a lot of the times, the phrasing is to cut a covenant.
那么事实上在就是希伯来的圣经的原文里面，当他记载到立约，事实上都常常就是想把一个东西切割开来作为约定。
And this actually reminds us of one of the early covenants that God made, a covenant he made with Abraham.
这提醒我们事实上在圣经早期里面，神曾经和亚伯拉罕立下一个这样子类似的约定。
And do you remember one time God asked Abraham to bring a heifer, a three-year-old goat, and a young pigeon.
那么还记得就是那个时候神要求亚伯罕带三岁大的牲畜，羊还有鸟。
And then Abraham was to cut them in two down the middle.
那么亚伯拉罕必须要把所有的祭物从中间切成两，劈成两半。
Right, and put the piece opposite the other.
那么两个是相对的，把它放着。
But the bird was not cut in half, right?
那么鸟没有完全的把它切开来。
Then later, the sun went down.
然后接下来就太阳开始下沉了。
Right, and God revealed to Abraham how his people will eventually be afflicted.
那么神就向亚伯拉罕显现，并且预告他将来他的后裔要接受什么样的苦难。
But one thing that happened too was, as it was dark,there was like a smoking oven and a burning torch that passed between those pieces.
那么但是在夜渐渐深了以后，有一件事情发生了，就是有个像就是烧蔓腾的火，然后行走在那个分成一半的祭物中间。
Which is representing God himself.
那么这个是代表着神的显现。
So covenants often use the verb to cut.
那么所以那个我们在中文所说的约事实上在希伯来原意它事实上就是有个切割的意义。
In other words, covenant sometimes is like for example, that particular incident, it's kind of like to say, may this happen to me if I do not keep my part of the agreement.
那么事实上这个所谓的誓言或者立约这个程序就是如果我没有照着这样做这个这样子的事情就会发生在我身上。
Right. I also will be cut into two pieces.
那我就会像这个东西一样被切成两半。
Right. Now for Job, he made a covenant, it's not with God here, but he made it with his eyes.
在这边事实上约伯并不是跟神立约而是对自己的眼睛来做这样的约定。
Right. And in other words, had this very strong discipline.
所以我们可以看到他是一个非极度自律的一个人。
Right. He basically was saying that if I break this part, this agreement with my eyes, then, you know, I will be cursed.
那么他是这样对自己说，如果说我与我的眼睛约定，如果眼睛做出这样的事情的话，我宁可被受咒诅。
Right. And as we read in verse 2 and 3, he knows that there will be consequences if he continues this way.
那么第二节第三节很清楚的告诉我们，如果他不选择照他自己约定的方法来做，这就是他要得到的后果。
Right, he knows that God will have an allotment and inheritance of destruction and disaster.
这边说到全能者所要带来的就是各式各样的祸患还有灾害要临到这些做错事情的人。
He also knows, as expressed in verse 4, he knows that God sees everything, even the things of his heart.
那么第四节更进一步的强调说神他鉴察一切包含他内心的一切。
So this is actually quite incredible.
这事实上是非常不可思议的。
Right, we know that when Jesus was on this earth,
我们知道说当主耶稣还在这世界上的时候
in the Sermon on the Mount, he talked about how for those who were to look upon a woman to lust after them, then they are committing adultery in their heart.
我们知道这位书在登山宝训里面有特别提到，就是说，当我们的眼睛看到一个妇人起了这个意念，就跟这个妇人发生奸淫了。
But we know that Job was hundreds, over 1,000 years before Jesus.
但是我们要知道，约伯他事实上是远早于主耶稣在这世界上几百或者几千年的时间。
And it's very possible this is also before the Mosaic Law, right?
而且非常合理的去推断，他甚至是在摩西律法出现之前的一个人物。
Plus, he is not an Israelite either, so it's not like even if the law existed, he is not technically under it. Right?
那么甚至更进一步来讲，他根本就不是犹太人，所以就算有摩西律法，他也不需要遵守。
So the amazing thing is how he was adhering to Jesus' standard. So, you know, just by himself, like he was really ahead of his time, you can say.
我们可以说约伯他事实上已经是超越时代，已经就是在几千年前就开始遵守耶稣这个比较严格的道德标准，而且是对自己来要求的。
Right. So if we want to receive and earn God's praise, this is one aspect we must demand from ourselves too.
那么如果我们想要得到从神来的赞美，这是一个我们要对自己有所要求的地方。
We know right now in America, in the Western world, actually in all parts of the world, right? There's a lot of sexual temptation.
那么我们知道在美国，在西方世界，或甚至在整个全世界里面，事实上这种性的诱惑事实上是一个很大的试探。
Even in just very commonplace media, right? There's a lot more sexual imagery too.
那么即使在一个非常普通的一个媒体里头，我们都可以看到很多带着性暗示的讯息。
Right, if you look, there's studies have been done, right, that if you compare magazine advertisements from the 1960s to now, 50 years later, in the 2010s, right?
那有人做了一个非常学术性的统计，从1960年代报章杂志上面能够看到和现在2010年来做比较。
You can see that the number of times, the percentage of advertisements that sexualize either men or women has doubled.
那么他们就是去计算，就是在广告当中所呈现男性或者女性 的性暗示，基本上五十年当中增加了一倍。
Right, that's magazines.
那只是一个平面的杂志而已。
Right now, of course, most of the time we're using the internet. We're using different screens.
那么我们现在是使用网际网络的时代，我们很多时候不是看纸，而是看荧幕。
Right, just even YouTube, right?
或者是像 YouTube。
YouTube sometimes has, right, before you click a video, there are thumbnails, right?
那么你在就是点开那个画面之前，它会有一个就是类似那种简单的画面。
Right, if we're not careful, it's very easy to also be swept away by this type of temptation.
那么有的时候我们甚至没有打开它，我们就被那个试探给吸引了。
Right, other types of social media is the same too.
那么其他种类 的媒体也有类似的现象
right, like Instagram. Instagram is to share photos.
那么就像 Instagram, 它可能只是一个所谓的图片或影像的交换。
But you can see many companies, right, they use different influencers and attractive photos to grab your attention.
那么可以看到很多的公司它用一些非常煽动的一些画面要来吸引你的注意。
Because there's a phrase or a statement in English, right? Because sex sells, right?
那么有一个英文 的俗语这样说，就是说用性就可以卖一切的东西。
Right. So this is the type of environment we are living in, right?
那这个就是我们 所 生活的这样子一个环境。
So we really need to be extra disciplined, right?
所以我们要能够格外的来控制节制自己
especially for brothers
特别针对弟兄们
right, because generally speaking for men for brothers right we are more visually stimulated
那么就一般而言男性或者是弟兄们事实上是很容易在视觉上面受到刺激
right, so we need to follow Job it's such a wonderful example right we also need to make a covenant with our eyes
所以我们要效法约伯和我们自己的眼睛立约。
Right, know the consequences, know God's omnipotence.
我们要知道就是我们会得到的后果还有神的全能。
Right. Let's now continue read Job 31 verse 5.
我们接着来看约伯记第31章第5节。
Verse 5. If I have walked with falsehood or if my foot has hastened to deceit,let me be weighed on honest scales, that God may know my integrity. Right?
约伯记第31章第5节，我若与虚谎同行，脚若跟随诡诈。第6节，我若被公道的天平称度，使神可以知道我的纯正。
Starting from verse 5 onward, you can see Job, he likes to use a certain sentence structure.
那么我们从31章第5节开始，我们可以看到他的用句上面是有结构性的。
He usually would say, if I did something, then I should get a certain type of punishment.
他就是开始就是 总是从如果我这样做，那么我就会得到那样的结果。
So from verse 5 through 8, he's talking about how he also was very disciplined to shun falsehood.
那么所以我们可以看到第5节到第8节、约伯非常的自律的 来控制自己去对抗虚假或虚谎。
Right, we know human nature has a tendency to lie and to deceive.
我们知道、就是说谎或者是欺骗是一个人类的天性。
This is something you don't need to teach.
这是一个你甚至不用教就会的事情。
Right, this is something that every parent has seen. The young children, they just automatically will pick up how to lie and to deceive.
那么身为父母的很容易就从我们非常幼小的儿女们就看到他们就目睹他们怎么样没有教就学会这项功能。
Right, we didn't teach them that, but they did that.
我们当然是不会去教导他们，但是他们就自己就会了。
Yeah, right. And then, typically, the lying and deception is to escape negative consequences, to escape trouble.
当然，就是说谎或者是 就是隐瞒，事实上是为了要避免一些可以预期的困难或者是危险。
Of course, I think as children go older or as you come as an adult, then falsehood and deception is used to actually take advantage of people.
那么当孩子们渐渐长大到成年的时候，这个说谎还有隐瞒渐渐成为一种能够占别人便宜的机会。
Now for Job, to what degree did he fight against falsehood?
那么对约伯来讲，他要来对抗或战胜这个虚假到什么程度？
Let's now jump to verse 33 and 34.
我们请跳到约伯记31章的34节和35节。33节和34节。
Yeah, verse 33.
33节。
If I have covered my transgressions as Adam, by hiding my iniquity in my bosom, verse 34, because I feared the great multitude and dreaded the contempt of families, so that I kept silence and did not go out of the door. Please read.
33节，我若向亚当遮掩我的过犯，将罪孽藏在怀中。34节，又因惧怕大众，又因宗族藐视我，使我惊恐，以致闭口无言，度门不出。
Here Job is continuing to defend himself, right?
在这边，约伯继续的为自己来辩驳。
But basically, he's saying he does not do these things.
但是他在这里强调是他不会做这样的事情。
Right? He does not cover and hide, right? And deceive others to cover up his transgressions.
他不会掩遮掩，他也不会隐藏，然后或者是来欺骗说他做的错事他没有做。
Right, or to blame others.
或者是把他自己的错误拿来去指责别人。
Right, and he doesn't do this because, yeah, he fears the multitude or the contempt of other people.
那么他这边说他不敢这么做，因为他惧怕大众或者被他的宗族给轻视。
不是
因为这个原因。
不是这个原因，对 ，right? In other words, he's trying to say he's willing to face the consequences of his transgressions.
换句话说是他愿意来承受这样子一个后果。
Right, rather than hide or to conceal or to go to say something that's false.
他宁可承受这样的后果，他也不愿意去隐藏他的错误。
Right, and this is what we should also learn too.
所以这也是我们应该要试着学习的。
Right, like we said, sometimes we lie and deceive others is because we want to avoid trouble.
有时候我们说谎是为了要避免麻烦上身。
Yeah, but Job received the praise from God because.Even if he did do something wrong, he was very direct to face the consequences.
但是约伯之所以能够得到神的称赞，是因为即使他犯了错，他也不会想要把它隐藏起来，而是直接让它呈现出来。
So Jesus taught us, let our yes be yes and our no be no.
所以主耶稣教导我们是就说是。不是就说不是。
Right, whatever is more than these is from the evil one.
若再多说就是出于那恶者了。
Right, so we need to be honest and people who walk in truth.
我们要走在真实诚实当中，然后学习做一个诚实的人。
Right, it will affect how people view us. It will affect if people are able to trust us.
这会影响到别人怎么样看待我们，还有信任我们。
Right. I remember when I was, in high school, I lied all the time. I lied all the time to my parents.
我记得我在高中的时候，我就是经常的向我的父母说谎。
Right. My parents would come home from work. My mom would ask, "Oh, did you practice violin?"
我的爸妈工作回来的时候，就问我说，你小提琴练了没？
Right, and you hear the garage door open, right?
那你听到那个车库门打开。
Also, hurry up, go down, kind of shuffle the music a little bit, move the violin a little bit.
就赶快跑冲下去，把我的乐器拿出来，然后 弄出一点声音出来。
Yeah, that's the way I was.
那可是我高中时候的我。
I think my parents probably knew.
我想我的爸妈应该都知道了。
But also later on, I realized I really need to tell the whole truth.
但是过了一段时间，我意识到我应该把所有的事实说出来。
It was also through God's punishment, you can say.
你可以说是因为被神管教了以后。
Yeah, and what I realized is my parents trusted me even more, right? Because I was willing to say the truth, even though I would get in trouble.
但是我发现我能够得到我父母更多的信任，因为即使我知道我要面对麻烦，但是他我还是愿意把它讲出来。
I think this is the same when we are also trying to share our faith with other people.
那么同样的情况也同样运用在我们要怎么样来分享我们的经验给其他的朋友。
If we are not very truthful people, it affects our witness, right, of Jesus Christ to others.
如果我们不是一个为人非常诚实的人，我们如何让别人能够相信，借着我们来相信耶稣？
Yeah, people, like, even if we share, oh, how good it is to believe in Jesus, people are going to discount, what we are saying.
即使我们很认真说主耶稣是何等的美好，但是因为我们的为人，就他们对主耶稣的印象就打折扣了。
So if we want to receive the praise from God, let us also fight and shun falsehood.
所以当我们要得到神的称赞，我们要试着去对抗战胜这些虚假还有谎言。
Let's now jump to chapter 31 verse 24.
我们接下来看第31章的第24节。
Verse
24. 24节。
If I have made gold my hope, or said to find gold, you are my confidence. Verse 25. 25
节。
If I have rejoiced because my wealth was great, and because my hand had gained much. Please read.
约伯记三十一章二十四节。我若以黄金为指望，对金金说，你是我的倚靠。二十五节。我若因财物丰裕，因我手多得资财而欢喜。
Again, Job is speaking in a way to basically say he does not do these things.
那么所以约伯又用他这边的一个文字的风格告诉我们他不做这样的事情。
Right, he does not make gold his hope.
他没有拿他的黄金作为他的指望。
And place all his trust and confidence in wealth.
而且不是用他的财富来当做他的喜乐。
Yeah, or it doesn't make it his joy either. Yeah.
然后就是不把它当作只盼望或者是当作他的喜乐来。
We know according to chapter 1 he was such a wealthy person.
我们在第一章知道他事实上是一个非常富有的人。
But all these external possessions it did not affect his heart.
但是这些外在的富有并没有影响到他的内心。
Right, he knew the limitations of wealth and money.
他知道这些钱财是有极限的，有限制的。
So he was very disciplined to fight against greed and covetousness.
所以他有极大的克制力去战胜那项贪心，还有那种贪念。
Right, we know that by chapter 31, he has lost everything already.
我们知道在31章之前，他已经失去几乎一切。
Right, he's been in great suffering, in greatneed for some time already.
那么他事实上已经极度 的匮乏，而且需要很多的东西。
But remember, when he first lost all these things, he was able to say, the Lord gave, the Lord has taken away, blessed be the name of the Lord.
但是当他失去这一切的时候，我们很清楚记得他是说，赏赐的是神，收取也是神，神的名是应当被称颂的。
This is also something we should demand from ourselves.
这也是我们必须要能够来要求自己做到的。
Right, money and wealth, of course, it is useful and it's a blessing if God gives it to us.
金钱和财富事实上是有用的，而且如果神愿意赏赐给我们，我们要对神感谢。
But put it in its right place.
但是我们要把金钱跟财富用在对的地方。
Right, and be able to see its limitations.
而且我们要能够很清楚了解这些东西的限制在哪里。
And don't let our hearts be moved.
我们不要被这些钱财或财富动摇了我们的心。
Let's also keep reading verses 26 and 27.
我们接着来看第26节和27节。
Verse 26. If I have observed the sun when it shines, or the moon moving in brightness, verse 27, so that my heart has been secretly enticed and my mouth has kissed my hand. Okay, these two verses is talking about idolatry.
这两个经节事实上讲的是偶像的崇拜。
Right, in that culture, and actually many cultures in out, through history,many cultures deified the sun and the moon.
在事实上，在历史上面有很多的文化，他们都是把太阳还有月亮把它神化的。
I did a quick search on Wikipedia.
那我在那个维基百科里面做了一个非常快的检索。
Yeah, there's an article that in English that lists all the solar deities, right?
那么、就是在那个、检索的系统里面，在用英文里面就调列出各式各样的太阳神。
I'm not sure if it's complete, but that page had more than 100.
那我不晓得这个资料是不是已经完整，但是光是那一页就超过100个。
The same thing with the list of lunar deities.
那么同样 的事情也发生在月神、月亮神。
So in the land that、Job was living in,、it probably was very similar too.
那么在约伯当时所处的那个环境里面应该状况是非常类似的。
Right, and Job is basically saying that, no, his heart has not been enticed by this.
他这边就很清楚说到说他的心没有被这样的东西给引诱。
And his mouth has not kissed his hand.
那他的嘴巴没有去亲他的手。
This is a gesture, I think, involved in worship of sun and moon.
那么他可能是在当时一个就是对太阳或月亮崇拜的一个手势。
Right. And so in other words, Job is saying that he did not fall into this temptation of idolatry.
在这边、约伯很清楚说他没有陷入这种对于偶像或者是对于那种就是被造的东西的一个崇拜。
Right. So actually, if you look at from verse 24 to 27,
事实上，我们如果从二十四节一路看到二十七节
，Right, where it was talking about money and wealth,
我们看到了金钱还有财富。
You can also combine that with the sun and the moon part too.
我们可以把金钱、财富、太阳、月亮把它合成一件事情来看。
These are all created things.
这些都是被创造出来的东西。
Right, and human nature, unfortunately, has a tendency to want to worship.Or to idolize created things.
那么人性往往很遗憾的，一直倾向要去崇拜那些被造的东西，或者把这些东西偶像化。
Right, and so of course, Job is a human too. He has probably this human nature too.
那么约伯也是一个人，所以他应该也有这样子的人性存在。
But again, he could have this strong discipline to fight against greed, covetousness, and idolatry.
但是他就极度的 来约束自己，让自己能够去对抗这些贪婪还有偶像的崇拜。
Right. So these are certain things that he demanded from himself.
这是几样他不断的来约束来纪律自己的项目。
Right. These are also things that many members may struggle with.
事实上这刚刚提到这几样东西可能有几样也是我们的信徒可能在挣扎的地方。
Right, we may not fall into huge temptations and sins.
我们可能不是陷在那种极大的诱惑、引诱或者是陷阱当中。
But a lot of times our thoughts our confidence, right, or our integrity is compromised.
但是有的时候呢，我们 的一些想法或者我们自己的意志可能会有一些妥协或让步的地方。
But if we can follow Job's his example, right, we also are on the way to receive God's praise.
那么，但是我们可以效法约伯，来做当做榜样，然后立志做到这些事情，来得到神的赞美。
Right. Now let's talk about the second major section. Right.
那么接下来看第二大部分。
This is now concerning how Job interacted with other people in a very upright and righteous way.
那么就是约伯他是怎么样以非常正直然后非常公义的方法来对待他周围的人。
Right. Before, the things we were listing is just concerning himself, his more about his inner life.
我们刚刚提到这一些都是他自己内在对自己要求的一些项目。
Now it's more about interacting with others.
但是现在开始是他和他周围外面的人的接触。
But the truth is, our inner heart, our inner life,it will affect our actions and interactions with other people.
但是实际情况就是我们内在 的控制还有我们内心的世界事实上会影响到我们怎么样去对待然后去接触我们外在的人。
So now let's go back to verse 9.
所以我们要来回来看约伯记31章第9节。
Right, verse 9. 第9节。If my heart has been enticed by a woman, or if I have...lurked at my neighbor's door. Verse 10, then let my wife grind for another, and let others bow down over her.
31章第9节，我若受迷惑，向妇人起淫念，在邻舍的门外蹲伏，第10节，就愿我的妻子给别人推磨，别人也与她同室。
This is basically talking about how he interacted with other women.
这边提到是他是如何和其他的妇人有的互动关系。
In other words, also protecting his own marriage too.
在同时也保护他自己的婚姻。
Now this is of course linked to verses 1 through 4.
事实上这两个经节也同时和31章的1到4节是连在一起的。
Right, for verses 1 through 4, this is what he...required of himself.
那么因为我们从一开始第一节就知道这就是他对他自己眼睛立约的项目。
But because he could control himself.
但是因为他能控制他自己。
His eyes and therefore his thoughts.
能够控制眼睛所以能够控制他的思虑。
And therefore when he interacted with other women, it was in a proper way.
所以当他和其他的女性在一起的时候他能用合适的方法来对应。
His heart would not be enticed, right?
所以他的心不会被勾走，不会被勾引。
And then he would not lurk at his neighbor's door.
所以他不会蹲伏在邻居的门口。
Right, as if like almost like a stalker.
就好像是一个偷窥的人一样。
Right. We know in the recent years, this whole Me Too movement, right, has been going on.
那么我们知道就是就是在最近这几年里头就是这种就是女性反性骚扰的运动开始。
And this is of course very unfortunate. Yeah, it reflects the sinful society.
对于这个充满罪恶世界来说这事实上是一个很遗憾的一个事实。
And it's all started because of how these men basically think about women and view them, right?
因为这一切的起点是在于在现在的男性是如何的对待还有去看待异性或女性的一个方法。
Right. Yeah, so for Job, he could control his heart, so it also would impact his relationships with real women. Yeah.
那么因为约伯他能够控制他的内心，所以他能用正确的方法来对待他周围的女性。
And if we don't have time, but if you read verse 11 and 12, he also knows adultery is such a great wickedness against God.
那么如果我们因为时间关系，但是如果我们继续看11节跟12节，他很清楚知道淫乱在神的眼中是一个很大的罪。
Right. So this aspect of his interpersonal relationship was also very upright.
所以他在这个项目上面的人际关系是非常正直的。
Okay. Let's now read verse 13.
我们接着看第13节。
Verse 13.
第13节。
If I have despised the cause of my male or female servant when they complain against me. Please read.
13节，我的仆婢与我争辩的时候，我若藐视不听他们的情节。
This is now talking about his interaction with his servants.
这边提到是他和他的奴婢们之间的互动。
And it says here, he's basically saying he did not despise them.
在这边约伯强调他从来不会轻视他们。
And whenever they had their complaints, he would hear them.
当他们有争辩的时候，他会聆听他们的争辩。
And you can see he had a very wonderful understanding of human beings.
所以他在人性上面，他事实上是懂得去聆听，去接纳别人的。
Yeah, he had a very wonderful understanding of the dignity of every person.
而且他事实上对每一个人人格的尊严是非常珍惜的。
Right, let's read verse 15.
我们来看第十五节。
Verse 15. Did not he who made me in the womb make them? Did not the same one fashion us in the womb?
十五节，造我在腹中的不也是造他吗？将他与我团在腹中的岂不是一位吗？
The them here is referring to his servants.
在这边提到的事实上就是在暗示着他的奴婢们。
Right, so he realized that God also created them too.
神既然造了主人，他也造了仆人。
So they are all worthy of you know, the proper respect and dignity.
所以他们都有他们应当被尊重的人格还有尊严。
Right. Yeah, because we're all created by God.
因为我们都是被神所造的。
Right. If we read verses 38 to 40,
如果我们看第38节到40节,
here it's talking about Job's land.
这边提到的是约伯的土地。
Right, but it's kind of a figure of speech to also refer to his servants.
但是在这边所提到的呢，也是针对他跟他对待仆人的态度有关。
Right, so in verse 39, he says, if I have eaten its fruit without money, or caused its owners to lose their lives.
说如果说我吃他的地产不给价值，或叫原主丧命。
In other words, he treated his servants in a very proper way too.
所以在这边，他等于这边是说明他很公平的对待他的仆人。
He did not cheat them from their wages.
他不在他们的工资或工价上面欺骗他们。
He did not work them to the point that they would lose their lives.
而且他没有压榨他们到他们会失去他们性命。
All of this is related to controlling greed and falsehood too, I think.
但是这一切也是等于是控制自己的贪念还有那个贪欲。
Right, yeah, if you're greedy, sometimes you might take advantage of people.
因为如果你很贪心的话，你会想要从人身上能够榨出更多的东西出来。
Yeah, but in all his interaction with his servants, you can see he was very righteous.
但是从他对仆人的态度还有他实际的行动，我们可以看到他是非常正直的一位。
Okay. Let's now read verse 17.
我们接着来看31章的第十七节。
Sorry, verse 16.
第十六节。
Job 31, verse 16.
约伯记31章16节。
If I have kept the poor from their desire, right, or cause the eyes of the widow to fail. Please read.
十六节，我若不容贫寒人得其所愿，或叫寡妇眼中失望。
Well, verse 17.
十七节。
Or eaten my morsel by myself, so that the fatherless could not eat of it.
或独自吃我一点食物，孤儿没有与我同吃。
If we keep on reading to verse 23.
如果我们一路读到第二十三节,
basically, it's Job talking about how he treated those who were underprivileged.
在这边讲到约伯是怎样来对待那些当时的弱势团体。
And in these verses, he mentions at least three groups of people.
在这边他起码提到三种不同的人。
First are the poor.
第一个是贫寒的人。
The second are the fatherless, or like the orphans, right?
那第二类就是没有父亲的孤儿。
The third are widows.
那么第三类是失去丈夫的寡妇。
So these are types of people who really are going through a lot of suffering and are in great need.
那么这群人他们都是承受非常大的痛苦，而且有极大的需要别人的帮助。
Right, for example, orphans, the fatherless, the orphans, easily taken advantage of by others.
我们知道说在一般的社会里面，没有父亲 的孤儿们常常被这个社会被大量的被压榨或欺负。
Right. There's no one to protect them.
因为没有人能够保护他们。
Same thing with the poor.
同样的，对一些非常穷的人。
Right, the poor often are overlooked and despised by society.
那么穷人常常被这个社会所忽略或者是轻视。
Right.And then same thing with widows.
同样寡妇。
These are people, groups of people really in great need, really have no power, right? And no means.
在各样的世代里面，这些人都是属于在社会地位上缺乏，然后他们没有办法帮助自己，
but
需要帮助的。
Job was so benevolent and so...righteous with them too.
但是我们可以看到约伯在这个地方展现他极大的善意，然后他的正直。
Right, and he would have compassion on them and supply their needs and speak up for them.
他是真的同情怜悯他们，然后供应他们所需要的东西。
Right. He also, He just generously gave what he had to them.
他非常慷慨地把他所有的来给予这些需要的人。
So this is something that we also need to learn too.
所以这也是我们也同样要来一起学习的地方。
If we are very selfish and greedy, a lot of times we just want to keep what we have to ourselves.
如果我们是又自私又贪心的，我们就会想要我们有的东西想要抓在自己的手上。
Right. If money is our idol, it's of course you're not going to let it go.
如果金钱就是你的偶像，你当然不会随随便把它放走。
Right. But if we're able to control that, then it's much more easy, right, to show concern and help those in need.
如果我们能够控制我们的贪心，我们当然就比较能够愿意把我们所有的拿出来给其他更需要的人。
Finally, let's look at verse 29.
我们最后来看第二十九节。
Job 31, verse 29.
约伯记三十一章二十九节。
If I have rejoiced at the destruction of him who hated me, or lifted myself up when evil found him. Please read.
二十九节，我若见恨我的遭报，就欢喜；见他遭灾，便高兴。
This is now talking about how Job interacted with his enemies.
这边提到的约伯他怎么样对待他的敌人。
He did not rejoice at their destruction.
他不因为他的敌人遭到报应，然后就开始欢天喜地。
Right, and then he did not gloat or become arrogant when others, his enemies, ran into trouble.
他并没有因为他敌人遭到灾害以后就开始沾沾自喜。
Verse 30 also says he never cursed them either.
30节甚至说他从来没有咒诅过他们。
Right, so this is also a very wonderful example.
事实上这也是一个非常美好的一个榜样。
Right, again, almost like ahead of his time.
一样的，这也可以说是超越他那个世代很多。
Right, almost really like carrying out the teachings of Jesus Christ.
而且已经直接跨越到新约主耶稣所教导我们的一切。
Right, but of course, still, he didn't say he prayed for them, but still, very close to what Jesus wants us to do.
虽然在三十一章里面没有提到说为你的敌人来祷告，但是在那个精神上面已经非常非常的贴近。
Right. So, of course, as a Christian, we are not saved by our works.
当然我们身为基督徒，我们不是因为我们所做的而得救。
Right, but what we just read here from Job, this is the type of man that really makes an impression on God's heart.
但是我们当我们读到约伯记三十一章的时候，我们知道 这个就是在神眼中会得到称赞的这种人。
So let us start with our inner life.
所以我们从我们内心的世界来做起点。
And naturally, our relationships with other people around us will also be very upright and righteous.
我们内心改变，我们自然而然对待我们周围的人能够用更正直的态度来对待。
And this is the type of man that will earn God's praise.
那么就是这样的人能够得到神的赞美。
Let's now conclude with a prayer together. Let's ask God to strengthen us.
那我们一起来做结束的祷告，求神能够加添给我们力量。